Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. I am America's voice. It is the Steve Gerber Show for a Tuesday. Glad to have you along for the conversation. So much to get to today. It's hard to keep up with everything that's happening. But here we go. Three big things. Number three, a blast of snow on its way tonight, I'm told. Is it still coming? Well, that's the latest forecast I saw for those to the southeast towards Ann Arbor, Detroit, and on into Toledo and Ohio. You're going to need a bigger snowblower. Yeah, you're going to have a mess. Number two, the permanent pandemic orders. How do you justify those now knowing that the governor and her staff don't take the orders seriously? Which brings us to number one. Governor Whitmer is turning to the old tried-and-true political solution to her fading popularity. As more and more people question how she handled the pandemic, what is she doing? Blaming anyone she can think of course. But then we learn the big revelation last night that Governor Whitmer traveled sometime about a month ago out of state while telling the rest of us to stay put, while telling the rest of us it was too dangerous to travel for spring break. Last week on this program, when we learned that Trish Foster, the chief operating officer and right hand to the governor, had traveled to Florida for spring break, and then we learned that Elizabeth Hertel had traveled to Gulf Shores, Alabama for spring break, I asked a couple of questions right here on the program from last Thursday. Here's bite number nine. I want you to hear this. It's like I have a crystal ball. Bite number nine. Go. While Michigan restaurants were having their owners handcuffed and dragged to Lansing and jailed for having the nerve to try to remain open and try to keep their businesses alive, the people behind that, partying in Gulf Shores, others in Florida. I wonder how many members of Governor Whitmer's staff, cabinet members, aides and advisors went on spring break. I wonder if the governor herself enjoyed spring break somewhere and we just haven't been told. We'll wait. Somebody knows the truth. But I'm going to guarantee you this. The number of people from her cabinet and close advisors in her inner circle, the number that traveled for spring break is more than two. Two is what we know so far. But it's going to get worse. And worse, it has gotten for the governor. Because now we know she traveled. MERS News breaking this story last night. Governor Whitmer spokesperson confirmed today that this is from MERS, confirmed today that the governor took a, quote, personal trip out of state about a month ago to visit her father. While communications director Tiffany Brown wouldn't say where the Democratic governor traveled, a source tells MERS that Whitmer's father, Richard, has a home in Florida. Her dad is fully vaccinated and the governor is tested regularly and has never tested positive for COVID, said Brown to MERS. These are the same people that say we shouldn't travel, vaccinated or not. We should wear masks, maybe too, whether vaccinated or not. The audacity, the arrogance is jaw-dropping. But it might be even worse because now, in an article from the Free Press, they're refusing to say where she went, citing ongoing security concerns. Tiffany Brown would not say when the trip occurred, except that it was more than a month ago and within the last 6 months. And she claims during a time that the positivity rate was in the low single digits. Maybe Governor Whitmer was a super spreader event. Maybe she brought it home, as she warned the rest of us not to do. And 6 months ago would put us, what, November at the latest or the earliest? But now it's a secret as to where they went? But let me take you one step further. I just received a note from a source that said, Steve, you need to ask what the governor did this last weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So, Governor, what did you do Saturday and Sunday of this weekend just passed? Rumor has it you were in Florida again. Governor, is it true? Were you back in Florida this past weekend? Were you traveling again and it just hasn't been revealed? Is that where we are in the conversation? Because apparently, unless we pull every single detail out, we're not going to be told the truth. MERS News is being used as a place to vet, to expose a little bit here and a little bit there, throw a little bit of it out there, cleanse our political souls, if you will. That's what it seems like. So I am going to ask straight up, who in the Whitmer administration traveled for spring break? Who in the Whitmer administration traveled in the last 30 days during a time when the number of pandemic cases in the state were skyrocketing? Governor, how many times have you traveled since you visited Washington on the 20th of January for the inauguration events? Did you go to Florida? And did you return this past weekend? Where else have you been, Governor? And how are you traveling? Plane? Train? Automobile? How are you getting there? Because a little bird tells me you were back in Florida. And if you were there just for the weekend, you didn't drive, you flew. And if you flew, you did one of two things. You flew commercial, and you sat with a bunch of people in a crowded plane, or you chartered a plane, which would be very expensive, or possibly you use something that belongs to the state of Michigan. If the answer is no, Governor, please let me know. As always, I will clear the deck for an interview with you, Madam Governor. I will clear the decks. You can talk for as long as you'd like, 5 minutes, an hour and a half, whatever you'd like. We'll have a conversation, you and I, about the pandemic, about the response, about where we go from here, and about where you have been going in your travels when not at work. I think it's time to come clean, Governor. Tell us all where you've been during the pandemic. Where were you during the spikes in November and December? Where have you been for the last month or two? Where do you plan to go next? Tell us the truth, Governor. Where were you over the weekend? Where were you? While you're telling the rest of us to stay home and protect against the pandemic. There's something for you to think about, eh? There's something for you to think about. Just asking the question because a little bird said you might have gone to Florida. It's a Tuesday, a big Tuesday. We're going to talk about Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who did not die at the hands of people at the Capitol on January the 6th. No, he died of natural causes. Oh, could the governor be interviewing to be Kamala Harris's vice president? Is that where she went over the weekend? Just another thought.
Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks, manufacturer of the nation's finest lift and dock systems. From bolt lifts, dock sections, and accessories to complete custom dock systems, visit Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks in Charlotte, Perry, and now in Negaunee, Michigan. Get more at 1-800-BOATLIFT.com.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.